Khalif Barnes was full today. Tyvon Branch was limited. Mike Brizell, Jason Hunter, Rashad Jennings, all those guys were full. Nick Costa was limited. McFadden did not practice. Denarius Moore was limited. C.O. Moore was limited. Tony Pachos was full. And Jeremy Stewart and Vance Walker did not practice today.
How's Barnes done as a guard?
He's done a nice job. You know, obviously the first game he was a little bit rusty going in there, but I think the more and more he gets in there, the more comfortable that he's going to be, the better he's going to perform. So, and that was something that we looked at from the very beginning of the season that we wanted to try to be able to do. And unfortunately, with the injury situation, we weren't able to do it. So, we've been able to do it the last couple of games, and he's continued to improve. He's gotten more and more reps in there.
Greg Olson had said that Khalif actually went to the coaches and said and volunteered.
Yeah, I mean, Khalif understands the game and he knows, you know, how this thing works, and he just wants to be a part of it. He wants to do anything that he can to help this football team, and that's indicative of the type of guys that we got in that locker room.
How hard has it been? I was trying to think, to the middle of camp, the guys that you probably thought were going to be on the line. I don't think you've had those guys out there all year, right?
Because no.
You just signed Pachos.
Yeah, no. I think we've had 8 different offensive line starting combinations or something like that that we've gone through. But yet, you know, we're still 4th in the league in rushing. So I think Tony Sperano has done a great job with that offensive line. I think Ole's done a nice job of, you know, doing some things that those guys can do well and putting them in position to have success. And I think, you know, we're getting a little bit closer back to full strength up there, and I think we'll see some improvement over the last 3 weeks of the season.
How has Jared done now that he's kind of back into the flow a little bit, a couple games?
Well, yeah, he's done a nice job. He's done good. You know, obviously, he's only had an opportunity to, you know, really a couple of weeks of practice and played 2 football games. So, you know, he missed a lot of work. And there's still a lot of fundamental things that you know he needs to work on and improve. But the more he gets in there, the more plays he plays, the more comfortable he's going to get back out there. But he's done a pretty good job.
These are NFL guys, so of course they're, you know, self-motivated. But what kind of message have you tried to deliver to the team this week? Just, you know, for these final 3 games.
Listen, I focused on the positives and the things that we've done well and where we've improved. Because I want our guys to understand that we've done some good things. We're not where we need to be yet. We're still working to get there. And, you know, you try to motivate them and keep them going to continue to get better. When you're that close, you know, you don't want them to slip. And I think our guys have done a great job. Again, like I said before, I think it's indicative of the guys in that locker room. They want to be good. They want to compete. They love football, and they'll keep working over these last 3 weeks.
Do you think it's hard to receive that message when you're not getting a payoff?
Say that again.
Is it hard to receive that message on their part when they're not getting a payoff?
Well, I think sometimes if you lose sight of the process and you lose sight of the things that you're doing and what you believe in, then those things can be difficult. If you believe in the plan and you understand, you know, what you're trying to get accomplished, and focus on that, and not let anything deter you from that or distract you from that, then it's not quite as hard.
How do you do that with a lot of guys under 1-year contracts who may be not looking at the same long-term plan that you are?
Well, listen, everybody's got something to prove. You know, I mean, everybody's got things that motivate him, and obviously, you know, when you're on a 1-year contract, I mean, there's 32 teams, including us, that, you know, you got to put something out there on your resume, and it's about who you are as an individual, and it's about what you're made of and what your character is, you know, the record shouldn't define how you go about doing your job. And that's what those guys have done a good job of.
Have there been, you know, any moments where a vet or one of the leaders on the team has kind of stepped in there and maybe tried to give a speech, whether it be in the locker room or even on the field, if something isn't going right?
Well, listen, we got a lot of guys that you know, try to step up in a leadership role and you know, continue to preach the right message. I don't know of any player-only meetings that we've had or anything like that. I think our guys fully understand the things that we have to do and where we're at and where we're at in the process. And I think they understand that. I think they're continuing to work to get better.
Dennis, coaches understandably are focused on their own team, their own problems. You played the Redskins earlier this year. Is there any just discussion about, my God, what's going on there? Do you coaches say, or we're glad it's not here?
No. I mean, again, I got enough on my plate to worry about, so it's hard for me to worry about, what's going on in other places. I'm just focused on what we're trying to get accomplished here, the things that we need to do to continue to get better, to get this team to where it needs to be. And we're making progress in that direction. We're going to keep making progress in that direction. And I think we have a clear vision of what the plan is.
After the both the Dallas game and the Giants game, I think you used the phrase worn out just once in terms of the defense. I'm curious whether you were talking about, I don't know, snaps in the field, time of possession, the natural attrition of a season. In what way?
Well, I think it's a little bit more of the natural attrition of the season, our guys have, we've been in a lot of close games and a lot of battles, and I think what happens sometimes is not just a physical thing, it's also a mental thing, because when you grind that hard to try to dig yourself out of a hole. It takes its toll, and so we've done some things this week to try to freshen them up. Hopefully we'll be able to do that, and they'll be able to go out and fly around on Sunday.
What things have you done to freshen them up?
Just a little bit more walkthrough type of things. We've changed the schedule up just a little bit, and hopefully that gives them a little bit of a boost.
Has Vance Walker cleared any part of the NFL protocol, even for meetings or anything?
No, he's still having symptoms. So, he's very questionable for this week for sure.
Yeah. Is the players more making progress, or how's he doing?
He had another good day today. So, obviously I'm not ready to make that decision yet, but it's moving in a positive direction.
If he's good to go in some form, I mean, Andre Holmes has done a nice job stepping in.
It's another element that we have, another weapon that we have that we feel like we can utilize. Mm-hmm. And I think the more guys you have like that, the better you're going to be. So obviously it gives us a boost. And there's only so many guys that can be on the field at a time. So obviously if you add another guy into the mix, somebody's going to lose a few reps here or there. But all those guys are guys that we still can, plan on using and plan on having in the plan a significant amount.
The fact that your starting quarterback, your lead running back, your tight end, and both your receivers were all not drafted players, does that speak to your ability to locate players, or the fact that you need more talent?
Well, I mean, I think it's probably a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I think well, every one of our skill players in the Jet game were undrafted free agents, and I think it speaks to what those coaches have been able to do with those players. I think it speaks to those players and their determination, their work ethic, and the way they go about doing their job. I think also it's one of those things where that's something that we got to continue to work to always develop our roster and try to add pieces here and there that we think can help us.
Anything more, guys?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry. Marcel Reese did really well in the Jets game. Do you guys have any plans in the next three games for him to get maybe more reps or more snaps in game?
Yeah, well, listen, Marcel's been a part of our game plan since day one, as of late, we've been able to feature him a little bit more. We've been able to get him the ball a little bit more, and we'll continue to try to work to get him the balls. Now, again, there's one football out there, and there's only 11 positions on the field, and Rashad Jennings is another guy that's done a really good job back there at the tailback position. So we'll find ways that we can utilize all of our talent.
Thank